You're listening to the Successful Girl Podcast, where great brands tell great stories. What's yours? Each week, Francine will bring you strategies, tips and tricks, encouragement, interviews, new systems and tools to start, grow, and ignite your passion and your dream business on a budget. So, if you're ready to start, do the work, live your dream career, and conquer your biggest goals along the way, you're in the right place. Here is your host and espresso fanatic, Francine. Hello, 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 everyone today. You're listening to the Successful Girl Podcast, episode number 2, where we are always learning and always growing. Today's topic is, are you afraid of success? Well, let's dive right in. This is a topic that goes hand in hand with your dream of creating, building, and growing that awesome career that you've always been dreaming about. Many of us are afraid, but we don't even realize it. Here's a quote that I found so interesting. Procrastination is the fear of success. People procrastinate because they are afraid of the success that they know will result if they move ahead now. Because success is heavy, carries a responsibility with it, it is much easier to procrastinate and live on the someday I'll philosophy. Now let me give you some examples of this, okay? And let me know if you see yourself in these examples, because I tell you, I definitely see myself in these examples. First, you don't complete your projects. This could be at work or at home. 2, you talk about what you are going to do more than what you actually do. Guilty. You work intensely on several projects at once, but you don't really focus deeply on any one of them. Having all those balls up in the air, juggling all these different things, but not really diving in. Next one. You still have exactly the same things on your goal list that were there 6 months ago, a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago. You will often second guess yourself. Another one, distraction is your middle name. You don't think your work is ever quite good enough. And the biggest giveaway, you're on the verge of success and things start going really wrong, or you perceive that they are going wrong. Does any of this sound like you? I'm sure it does. I tick off quite a few of those. That is definitely me. What if you convinced yourself that you were putting it all out there and giving it everything you had, even though you know deep down that you weren't? The real challenge is that we don't even realize we're doing this, and we truly don't. We see that we're getting partway through our plans and then not showing up at a key important moment, maybe because we were stopped by a wave of anxiety or insecurity. Then there's what I read about and is called the imposter syndrome, which I was like, what is that? And then I read about it and I said, oh, okay, this makes sense. As the name implies, it's where you start to think that your own success is just a charade on your part. That despite the track record you have of accomplishments, that you're afraid that you're going to be exposed as a fraud. You think everything was just luck, you just barely managed to pull it off. You're afraid that you won't be able to do it this time, and everyone will know. You need to just know that everyone has had this. I've had it. And I'll tell you, I'm so blessed to have a wonderful group of friends and family that are my cheerleaders. And you know what? I'm here to be your cheerleader. So often we forget what we have accomplished or make light of it, but we shouldn't. Running a fully successful business might require, and it definitely will, that you're going to learn a totally different set of new skills. But you can master these. You just have to have faith in yourself. Your internal voice is saying, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if everyone hates it? Well, let's turn that negative talk around. Let's change it to, what if it does work? I'll be so proud that I've done this. What if everyone loves it? I'll be glad that I could give this to others and that it helps them. One of the things you have to remember is just talk kindly to yourself and encourage yourself as you would your best friend. This all resonates so much with me because it's so true. I recognize this behavior in myself. Anyone who knows me knows that I love the beach, the ocean, and all that it encompasses. Since I was a little girl, I've always had a love of everything beach related. I spent a lot of time growing up around the beach, and there's a lot of happiness for me in the beach life. I'm always my happiest when I'm there. I knew I wanted to show my love of the beach, my love of ocean conservation, and show the good and positive in life and people. This is something that has been near and dear to my heart ever since I was a little girl. Jacques Cousteau has been a hero of mine ever since I was a child. He has taught me so many things. For those of you who don't know who Jacques Cousteau is, he was a French naval officer, explorer, conservationist, filmmaker, innovator, scientist, photographer, author, and researcher who studied the sea and all forms of life in the water. Now, from this love, one of the projects I started was NoGreenWithoutBlue.com, which focuses on ocean conservation, which I'm very passionate about and love. And as I had told you, we've discussed when you're looking to start your own business and these different ideas come up, one of them that I had was a product known as the Beachy Box. Okay, the Beachy Box was first conceived almost 2 years ago, people. 2 years ago. And it took until just a month ago before I actually launched it. Now, diving into this whole topic makes me think this is the reason that it took me so long to bring Beachy Box to life. Now, you're going to ask me, what is a Beachy Box? Well, one day I'm walking along the beach and always wishing I could be at the beach and on the beach and walking the beach. And I love just hearing people play and the birds and the ocean. I love it all. And I thought to myself, I remember when I lived up north. I would live for those 2 weeks that I got to go to the beach, to the ocean. And I said, wow, wouldn't it be great with all these subscription boxes that are out there if I made something that would bring a piece of the beach to everyone? Who doesn't love the beach? There's not many of you out there, but who doesn't love the beach? So I came up with the Beachy Box, which is a surprise subscription box that features hand-picked and unique goodies from beaches in different locations and unique beachy gifts. One of the things I wanted to do was highlight different vendors and different producers, these individual entrepreneurs that are making things that are either beach related or maybe they just sell them by the ocean. But I really wanted to focus on highlighting these entrepreneurs and these wonderful gifts that they have out there. And that's how the Beachy Box was thought of. Was me wanting to give people a dose of the beach life. And another thing that I did with it, because I love ocean conservation so much, is I named it a box with a purpose, when it's really porpoise, play on words, a box with a porpoise. And what we do is a portion of all the money that we make, all of our profits, goes to support ocean conservation. So, here's this great idea. I'm passionate about it. I love it. Pouring my all into it. I have the business plan, the demographics, everything's ready to go. And then boom, I just stop. Why did I stop? If I look back on it, maybe I did get scared. Maybe I did get scared that what if everyone loves this Beachy Box? Oh my gosh, how am I going to do it? I don't know what I'm doing. This is all brand new to me. Again, that negative talk. It's the fear of being successful. So that sat there, and it was my, someday I'll do this. Yes, I'm almost there. Yes, things are going great. At that point, I had branded it. I had built the brand. I had done the design and the graphics. I had the social media up. I had the websites up. I had done my whole marketing plan. I had all these people following me, and I did nothing with it. I just let it sit there. And when I look back, I don't understand it. The only thing I can think of was that, yes, I was scared. At that point, I jumped into another project. So when I decided to do this topic, I did it because I really recognized it in myself. And if I had been more thorough and more braver and really didn't take that negative mindset, I would have released things a lot sooner. Take this podcast, for example. I started Successful Girl way back when. I was at home. I had my children 15 months apart, so I was a very busy mama. But I always had this drive and this want to do things. So I did write the book on how to start your own business. I researched, I learned. My whole goal with Successful Girl was to give people the confidence that at the time I didn't have, and the tools and the tricks to go forward with their dreams. There's so many of us that have talents. We all have talents. We just have to figure out what it that talent is. What is your talent? And once you figure it out to go forward with it, you really can do it. It makes me sad. I will be out. I will meet someone. We'll be chatting. And, oh, I always wanted to do this. You should do this. You can do this. You absolutely can do this. Let's meet for coffee. Let's meet for coffee and let me talk to you and chat with you on how you can do this. It's one of my favorite things to do is to be together with like-minded people and mastermind and just mastermind and figure out how to do what we want to do, how to get those dreams to be a reality. So that's where Successful Girl came out. And it was me wanting to help other people know that you can do it. And don't judge your success by someone else's success, because that's the surest way to set yourself up for failure. That, truth be told, was one of mine. I had all these brands. I was excited. I was moving forward. And then I would spot someone on social media or someone who did something close to me and be, well, they've already done it. They're already successful. I can't be as good as them. I definitely don't look as good as them. You know, they're better than me. Their photographs are better than me. Oh, why didn't I think to do this? Why didn't I think to do that? And then the negativity starts. What really turned it around for me is when I stopped comparing myself to others and I started congratulating others for their successes. Truly, genuinely, in your heart, be happy for other people's success, because in this huge world, in this huge marketplace, there is plenty of room for people that do multiple things. The difference is going to be who you are and how you come at it. Do you come at it with a passion and an honesty and a desire to help? People recognize that and they love it. When it comes to business, not everyone is going to want to do business with me, and not everyone is going to want to do business with you. It's who they have a connection with and who they feel more comfortable with and who they connect with. It's not bad. It's just the way things are. So when you take that aspect out of it and you're not looking at someone else that does the same thing as you as the enemy and, oh my gosh, they did this and they did that, it changes your whole entire mindset. It truly does, because you're happy for that person. One, you're happier inside, because it takes a lot more energy to be upset and be jealous or this and that of the other person. It just changes your whole entire outlook. And that will, you'll see as you go down, it will show itself in your business, in you, in the way you react. It really is a game changer when you stop comparing yourself to others. It's totally a game changer. Hard thing to do, yes, but once you master it, it really changes everything. Luckily, I do have some great friends. I have awesome children. My children have been just my biggest cheerleader. My daughter and I, we will sit there. She's an entrepreneur herself. She's a great gal. And I have to tell you, she has her own brand and she's building it. And she's doing a fabulous job. We are each other's cheerleader when we get down on ourselves. So make sure that you have someone that's a cheerleader for you. Or if nothing else, Surround yourself with positive people that are going to make you feel better and that you make them feel better. Always be in that positive environment because it's going to make such a difference, not only in building your business, building your brand, but just in your life itself. One of the things I've been told is change the way you look at things and the things that you look at change. And at first I was like, okay, but really, really think of this. Change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. It's totally an eye opener. Okay, so with that, what I would love for you to do is go make that list for yourself. Write down 3 to 5 goals for this year. If you want, post them on Instagram and tag me in them. Tag me at JustMeFrancine or at SuccessfulGirl. Share them to the world and let's get working on them. You absolutely can do this. And hey, one of my goals for this year was to actually finally do this podcast. And guess what? I did. And guess what I'm looking at now that you know what a beach fanatic I am right now as I do this podcast? I'm looking out at beautiful blue-green water where there's 1, 2, 3, 4 different boats out there swimming along, a gentleman down on the beach walking along. I have my dream view. I'm so beyond thankful and grateful to be able to have that view. And what helped me was just my research, and my desire to grow my business and do new things. You know, at home, my kids were 15 months apart. I did not have the money to be buying this and buying that. So I really had to dig in and I self-taught myself a lot of the stuff that I learned. I also would find, well, where is there a tool that I can use that will do as much as this expensive one that is either free or very low cost that I can afford? And that's what I did. And that's how I grew my business. You know, I had a business plan. I have certain steps I do when I want to grow a brand or grow a business. And that's what I followed. So with that, I'm going to end this podcast, but I do have a little gift for you if you're interested. For those of you out there that are still working on your business idea, I would love to give you a free business idea analysis worksheet. If this is something you're interested in, be sure to head over to successfulgirl.com, sign up for our newsletter, and I will send it to you. And hopefully this will help you along your journey. I hope you weren't too bored. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to start the movement and head over to our Insider Facebook group. And you can find the link at justmefrancine.com or visit successfulgirl.com and join in, share with others and encourage others. I'm wishing you health, happiness, and personal success. Make it an awesome day. Thanks for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Successful Girl Podcast. If you love the show, please be sure to leave a review and screenshot the episode and share it with your friends. The more the merrier. We will see you next time on the Successful Girl Podcast, where we are always learning and always growing.